Couple questions about new agents. What are your thoughts about ZD6474 or Zactima? Where are we and where do you think that's heading?
Well, that's the dual inhibitor. And we have been discussing now for some time what is better, to have a drug that is very good at one thing and so-so at the other thing, or you want the two drugs that are best for each target. The reality of Zactima is that it's an EGFR inhibitor, an anti-angiogenesis inhibitor, but it is not the best EGFR inhibitor by itself, and it's probably not the best TKI for angiogenesis. So you are basically having a drug that has some merit by combining two functions, but in a very competitive world may find that cannot make the mark because somebody's going to combine the two worst enemies of Zactima as a combination. So that's the thing. And some of the data has met the endpoints of progression-free survival. But it seems that with all these new avalanche of agents, the 2171 seems to be a very nice, potent anti-angiogenesis compound. So why not a compound like that with the Tarceva rather than Zactima? So I would say that although the approach is meritorious, in the real world, the competition may be too tough for that type of drug.